I had a friend who really got disgusted and reached the point where the friend got so enamored with this concept. He said, every time I write in my little book that I promise to do this, I will always do it, no matter what. So, if he didn't want to change and know he should have, what would he do? Write it down. And he kept to that, see? It was kind of his mechanism, but the power to take an oath. But that's very like, in a sense, the launching of those great rockets by NASA. Pulls away from the Earth, the gravity pull, see, and tries to go through the atmosphere that surrounds the Earth. That's the environment. And most of the energy on those major launches was spent in the first few minutes, the first few miles, even though they went hundreds of thousands of miles. And that's exactly what happens. You go through a kind of internal struggle to decide, wait a minute, am I willing to declare myself? Am I willing to commit? No, I'm not. Well, then don't. Back off. Don't risk your integrity. Back off. Start smaller. Go somewhere else. Start on something else. Build it till gradually your sense of honor becomes greater than your moods. Let me say a couple of concluding things. I would like to quote a philosopher, a Frenchman. His name is Chardin, Teilhard Chardin. And it reflects my conviction, and I sense yours, that we are more than things, and that it requires a different paradigm of how we manage and lead and communicate with people. He said this, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Life is a mission, not a career. And I wish you all the best in your missions. Thank you.
This concludes the Principle-Centered Leadership Audio Learning Program. We hope your experience with this material has been beneficial as you continually strive to increase your leadership effectiveness. For information on additional products and services from the Covey Leadership Center, please call 1-800-255-0777.